When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Thank you, Lucius. NFL Week 5, Mark Schlereth joins us, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. You know, insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. And a good afternoon, Mark. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. You know, we're wondering how good Washington is. And I was watching the Red Zone, of course, as usual. Heard you there with Chris Rose on the Commanders-Cardinals game. And I wanted to ask you how good you think Washington is, or are they just playing bad defenses right now?
Yeah, Chris Myers. Me and Chris Myers.
My bad. Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah, different guy.
I always want to give him credit, though. Listen, I think the Commanders are offensively, they're a challenge for anybody. I mean, you put them on tape, and they are running plays that I essentially went to Cliff Kingsbury on Saturday morning going, what do you call this? Like, what is this scheme? Like, how do you – so every time you face them, you're going to get half a dozen scheme runs that you may have never seen before. They're a very unique team built that way, and it's been this amalgamation between Cliff Kingsbury and then Anthony Lynn, the former head coach of the Chargers, the Bills, a former teammate of mine that really understands the run game. They brought him in really to set the mentality and to create schemes off of that kind of air raid offense that Cliff was known for in college and what he tried to do in Arizona. And so they've meshed these two things together. And, you know, and Cliff is the first, like, I love the humility of, like, listen, man, the first time around, I didn't have it set. I didn't know what I was doing in the run game, or, you know, I didn't know how to implement some things in the run game. Much too easy, much too spread. Didn't have tight ends that could block people. This go around, you know, it just is changed philosophically for him. So it's a really cool thing to watch and to see him kind of learn from those mistakes. And that's why, you know, I think most coaches that get hired in this league probably have a better opportunity the second time around. You know, Mike Shanahan got hired for the Raiders, got fired, and then was, you know, great in Denver for 14 years. There's so many stories like that of guys who have a better opportunity the second time around. So it's really cool to kind of watch that offense just change from 22 to now in 24.
Hey, Stink, I have a question for you. I've asked my guys here on the station this question before, so I was interested in your opinion because you've been in the offense. If you were to hire a coach, would you rather have a Shanahan guy as a coach or a Shanahan stopper as your coach?
Oh, I think for me, I would rather have a Shanahan guy. I mean, who's the Shanahan stopper?
Well, that's, yeah, like, but may, you know, I'm saying if there was somebody out there that you felt like, you know,
right,
if you had a guy that, may, you know, a guy in Minnesota, so I don't know. I mean, I'm just throwing ideas out there, but the way it is, I think everybody kind of leaning into the Shanahan way, and it's a great way, but I wonder if somebody out there would be, say, give me the Shanahan stopper because I'm playing this more and more now every week.
Yeah, there's a huge. It's a great question because there's a huge percentage of teams that's the base or the root of their offense, and of course it becomes tangential depending on like what kind of personnel you have, the people you have, how you see your offense, how much base you want to play versus how much two tight end you want to play versus how much 11 personnel do you want to play. You know, it all is based on kind of the personnel that you have. And so I would say it's an interesting question. Like if you found somebody that could stop that, but I just don't think all the different kind of levels of that offense. And it's really morphed. There's so much more. Yeah, if you go back to Shanahan when I was there, like we didn't do very much other than the wide zone stuff. You know, we would have occasional a gap run here or there, but for the most part, we're all wide zone stuff and some pin pull stuff, you know, and like G scheme stuff. But other than that, that's kind of all we did. And now you see a very steady mixture of gap runs versus, you know, zone runs. It's almost 50-50 in everybody's offense now. So that's the adaptability of hey, people are playing us a certain way. Now let's get to the gap scheme. And you start making people play schemes instead of just blocks. And the next thing you know, you're creating gaping, you know, chasms for your running backs and then all the play action stuff that comes after that. So I just know the offense so much better that I would probably choose the offense.
Mark Schlereth is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season, Brian.
And Stink, you were in the Joe Gibbs, the counter Trey stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which one, I mean, you guys were devastating in that, and that was run out of a lot of different formations, but the same play. If you had to pick which one to run the ball, would the Gibbs scheme be just as comparable as what the Shanahan scheme was?
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, now it's a mixture of two schemes. And so, you know, there's so many pros and cons with all the shotgun that you run into now.
Sure.
It becomes very different. I'm a big believer in being under center.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you have to be under center all the time, but anytime you're out of gun, you know, with near or far, meaning like if it's far, if the back is on the, like if you're in a right-handed formation, like the tight end is right, far would be the running back to the left of the quarterback. Near would be the running back to the right of the quarterback in a right-handed formation. And ultimately what ends up happening is you eliminate maybe 30 to 40% of your run game out of gun.
Mm-hmm.
There's just not as much stuff you can run. Now, there are some counter schemes you can run out of that. You know, and then you run basically mid-zone opposite the way the back is, which is a tell for the defense. So you get a lot of slanting, a lot of pinching that way in those type of formations. So, like, I'm a big believer in getting into base. I'm a big believer in getting into two tight ends. I'm a big believer in getting into you know, under center formations.
Sure.
And the other thing about under center formations is, you know, when you run play action, you turn your back to the defense. When you turn your back to the defense as a quarterback, that like they can't help but suck themselves up, right? They want to come up, and then you flag that ball. That ball is hidden,
yeah.
And so it makes it really hard. So you get at least if you don't get the linebacker stepping up, at least you get them to stop their feet, and then they don't get into their drops. And then when you pop back up and you have the ball in your hand, well, now there's wide open spaces
right.
to throw the football, and you don't get that same action. You don't get that same reaction in gun. You know, in gun, the backers have a tendency to play, you know, high to low. They're out of their drops, or they'll get into their drops, and then they'll come and attack the run. You don't get that same action on the linebackers and secondary players when you're under center. So, again, there's a value to it, and you've got to figure out exactly how much you need and how much you want. And back to Washington, that's one of the things Cliff Kingsbury was basically no under center in Arizona. Now he's getting about 20 to 25 plays a game under center.
I love listening to the inside of talking with Cliff there, because they just, him and Jaden Daniels seem to be on the same page.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You see this across the league with these offenses that are working, the play caller putting the quarterback and the offense in a position to succeed. I wonder, I mean, watching the Cowboys offense, it kind of seems like we're watching another sport compared to like last night with the Lions and Seahawks. Do you think Mike McCarthy gives the Cowboys an offensive advantage as a play caller at all?
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously Mike McCarthy has had a lot of success in this league. And last year they had, you know, they had far more success last year than they've had this year so far. But I think one of the things that you always have to kind of look at is one, how committed you are to running the football and how good you are at running the football. Mm-hmm. And in a day and age, you know, when everybody poo-poos the run game and it's a passing league, you know, and you got to overpay wide receivers and you got to do this, that, and the other. And, you know, and that's the narrative that's out there. People don't really understand the value of imposing your will upon people and running the football and attempts. And one of the things I always talk about, you know, when I'm talking to coaches or when I'm talking to people in general, is the attempts become a really big thing to me. And it's really hard for a coach to understand the value of attempts, how it slows down a pass rush, how it creates opportunities in the play action game. And a lot of coaches, if they get a 2-yard gain and a 3-yard gain and then a 2-yard gain and a 1-yard gain, and that's their first 5 runs, they throw their hands up and say, screw it, we're not going to do it anymore. Yeah. And yet they'll throw 7 incompletions in a row and not even think twice about it. And it just makes no sense to me, because you've got to change your attitude and your mentality. Listen, if you can applaud a 2-yard run, as long as it's physical and you're beating the snot out of people, then you know that eventually it will have, you know, it will pay dividends. But people aren't patient enough to do it in this league. And that's where you get these offenses that are just putrid, because they won't commit to it. And I'll go back to Washington against Cincinnati. As good as that offense was in that Cincinnati game, and they were outstanding, do you know that their lead running back averaged 2 yards a carry, and he still got 16 carries?
Yeah.
And then the other running backs got, you know, a handful of carries each. And at the end of the day, with their quarterback and their 2 running backs, and actually 3 running backs, I think they ended up getting like 25 total carries. in a game where they're averaging 2 yards a carry. Like, there is, that's a commitment to running the game. And you think that had an effect on the play action. You think that had an effect on the ball over the top. You're damn right it did.
Yeah.
So did the quarterback runs. But, like, there's so few coaches that will even get – they will even do that. They were like – they'll throw their – they can't wait to throw their hands up in the air and go, well, we can't run it.
Yeah.
So let's throw it on every single possession. And then your offensive line gets trucked in. Because there's no offensive line that can stand up for 40 pass plays in a row. Sorry, I don't care who you are. Even you go back to the days when the Cowboys were the most dominant group I've ever seen as a starting five. Like, even if you're throwing it 45 times a game and you're not running the ball at all, they won't hold up. It just is impossible.
It's Mark Schlereth here, dropping knowledge with you on your home of the Cowboys. The media is trying to pry with Mike and ask questions, why not more motion, whether that's Shanahan style or any kind of motion. They're 30th in the NFL, and he won't give us a great answer or like a candid answer, I guess, is kind of what we're looking for, Mark. So I would ask you, why wouldn't a coaching staff like, you know, McCarthy and Schottenheimer together choose to just not run that as much? What are the cons?
Well, you know, it's funny. I coach a little league team with Peyton Manning. And Peyton Manning was pretty good, right?
Yes. Yeah.
He's pretty good.
Completely static formations. They rarely ever motioned. They rarely ever moved anybody.
Yeah.
It was, we're better than you, and we're going to beat you in these route combinations that we run. So there's, you know, there's a different philosophy. Like, motions and shifts are awesome. And I think they work exceptionally well when your team understands the value of them, understands, and your team is precise. You know, the ball is snapped right where it's supposed to be snapped so that you have a good leverage position of your tight end who's crossing the formation and is, you know, running a lead block or cutting off the backside defensive end or running a lead on the defensive end in combination with another tight end. If that ball is snapped or if that guy's off time or if that guy's not in the right position, then you can't block that guy. You can't block that defensive end. And then your play's garbage. And so then it becomes down to how precise are we? What kind of precision do we have? And the other part, you know, of that is, hey, do we have receivers that can't beat one-on-one coverage? Do we have receivers that, you know, that need to be in motion so they get free releases and all those different things? And so it's a philosophical approach, and I believe in motion. You know, it's like anything. Motion is really good until it screws you up. It's like disguise on defense. Disguise on defense is great until you get out of position and get hit for 80 yards over the top. Mm. Then disguise sucks, right? Mm. So it depends on how smart your team is, and it depends on what your philosophy is, and is it going to do more harm than good for us? Some teams use it, and they use it to perfection. The Niners are incredible with all the shifts and the motions. But I've also seen, for instance, the Broncos, who have really gotten away from shifts and motions in the last couple of weeks and won two games. Their shifts and motions brought other guys into the box, and then the offensive line couldn't sort numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, your running game, all of a sudden you're running, and let's say you motion a tight end, you know, from a split out formation or like an open formation. So he's off the ball in 5 yard split, and then you motion him back across the formation. Somebody chases across, and all of a sudden you've got an extra defender in the box, and you're running some type of zone inside handoff, and nobody accounts for that guy. And now it's just tackling practice. And so your guys up front have to understand the motions, understand who's coming in the box. Then you have to change the identification of the mic, and you have to say, hey, man, that guy's no longer the mic. Now this guy's going to be the mic, and we've got to switch across the line of scrimmage. You know, everybody's got to communicate that, and you've got to re-identify that, and you've got to let the widest guy go free or whatever your scheme is. So there's a lot of moving parts, right? And let's say you got a bunch of dumb guys. Well, then motion, and I'm not saying they do, but, you know, if you got a bunch of dumb guys, like, you can't do all that motion. You can't do all those things because they can't sort out the box. They can't get those number counts correct. And the next thing you know, you've got 4 or 5 tackles for losses in your runs, and then you're, you know, behind the eight ball the entirety of the game, and you ruin 4 drives doing it.
You're the man, Mark. That was incredible. Thank you so much. And enjoy Week 5. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Sounds good. Take care.
There goes Mark Schlereth, brought to you by Mayonnaise. That is right. Host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo Game Day, be delicious. Yes, I think the 682 hit it on the text. There's your issue. The team commits too many penalties, and they know they're not disciplined enough to do it. Probably McCarthy doesn't want to throw his guys under the bus.
Maybe so.
You could sit there and say, you got Tolbert who doesn't know where he needs to line up. You got a rookie left tackle, a rookie center.
Maybe it's quarterback.
That's something that's realistic.
It's time now for an edition of the Finest. Well, Chuck, where are you taking it?
It is a toxic Tuesday, and the NFL is getting real toxic. We'll talk about that next in The Nation.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.